This is King Caruth, the Black History Buff, and this is another episode of Your Stories Told Your Way. So if you've been listening to the podcast for a little while now, you'll know that this segment is a spot where people who follow me on Instagram or who follow the podcast, who have ancestors, family members, or themselves have done wonderful things for Black history or have influenced the culture or just done something great, get an opportunity to have an interview with me and really tell their story, their way, to kind of honor their ancestors and honor the great things that they may have done in Black history. So whilst going through social media, I got talking to a man by the name of Tyreek Murphy, and he was telling me about his ancestor, Cicero Murphy. And I was going to line up an interview, but I decided to try something different. And I asked Tariq if he could send me a recording telling me about his grandfather. Now, what I didn't know is just how passionate and articulate Tariq was. So rather than me go on and tell you about Cicero, Tariq's ancestor, I'm going to play you the recording that Tariq sent me. Very articulate, very fluent in how he gets across his message, and also passionate about his grandfather. So I'm going to play the clip shortly. There are going to be some extras going up on my Patreon. So if you haven't signed up already, please just head over to Patreon and just search for Black History Buff and you'll find some extras there. And there will also be some posts going up on my Instagram page about Cicero telling Tariq's story. And that'll be going out on BHB Media and also the new Black History Buff podcast page, as well as the Facebook page too. So please kick back, relax, enjoy, and listen to Tariq tell the story of Cicero Murphy.
As we look into the sport of billiards, a lot of people seem to think that it's just a sport played by Black individuals recreationally as opposed to professionally. And when you know the history, if you're a true, you know, billiards player, you know, you should know the history and know how it even came about for the diversity within the sport. And most often than not, a lot of individuals don't know that the only reason why Black individuals, as well as all other ethnicities and including women, are even allowed to participate in this sport is because of the one individual that broke the racial barriers, giving individuals the opportunity. And that individual is Cicero Murphy, who just happens to be my grandfather. You know, he's the only Black professional billiards world title winner and Hall of Fame inductee. And, you know, to see that precedent, you know, set by him, and it still holds to this day, you know, is very remarkable. And, you know, quite frankly, is completely astonishing to believe that, you know, even in this present day, you know, you have a piece of history, a record set, and is still holding fast with so many individuals playing within the sport. You know, it drove me to turn around and, you know, write about my grandfather, you know, write about his accolades, tell his whole life, tell the whole story pertaining to his journey to the road of greatness in which he, you know, prescribed for himself. And without a shadow of a doubt, that's what I believe I accomplished in the book Big City Nights, the biography of the legendary Cicero Murphy. You know, I depict everything from the beginning all the way up to the end, you know, of his life, you know, giving you the full-fledged, in-depth detail as to the struggles, you know, that we faced within society as a whole, all the way down to what he faced during his everyday struggles, you know, with trying to become a man and essentially, a Black man within times of, you know, civil unjust. So without a shadow of a doubt, you know, I'm very, you know, appeased that my grandfather was able to accomplish this. And I'm doing everything in my power with the rest of the team within Murphy Enterprise Solutions to ensure that, you know, his legacy gets the full attention and the full just due that it deserves. I mean, he's coined himself, as well as others has coined him, as the Jackie Robinson of pool. So, you know, this is something, you know, that I feel is 100% essential to society, you know, essential to our sports history as well as Black history. And, you know, without a shadow of doubt, he's the father of diversity for the sport of billiards. And I'm going to do everything that is, you know, reasonably possible to ensure that society is educated on such greatness.
Tyreek Murphy, everybody. Wow. I tell you what, when I leave this earth, I want my family members and the people who come after me, my descendants, they need to talk about me like that. They need to talk about me like that. That was so passionate, right? That he went into full goal mode. He was not playing around. I feel inspired and invigorated now. He actually out-promoted his grandfather, his company, his book on my podcast better than I promote myself. So, inspired by Tariq now, I'm going to go back in and do a little bit of self-promotion for myself here. And I do just want to remind people once again that I do have a Patreon. There are exclusive items on there, and the Patreon's really important because it helps to fund what I'm doing here. It helps to pay for equipment, it helps to pay for research materials, it's keeping the website going, and it's motivation and encouragement as well. Speaking of the website, www.blackhistorybuff.com is launching soon. If not, it will be launching now, depending on when you are listening to this. And on there, you'll be able to pick up some merchandise related to the podcast and related to a few other things as well. We've got some, I have some books that I'm working on that the wonderful people at Patreon are helping to fund and help to bring those things into fruition. And anything that is purchased on the merch site, on the website, any money that's put onto the Patreon is going to go towards the creation of more content, more audio, video, the written word, children's books. And I also have this grand vision and dream of being able to provide jobs to people in the continent of Africa and South America and in the Caribbean, so that we can actually get the conversation going globally. You know, I'm here in Britain right now, a lot of my followers are in America, I've got Haitians following me, French people following me, and I do have this vision of having this team of historians, one in every country where there are Black people in the world, who are able to contribute and do interviews and produce content and really get our message out and our history out in our hands, just for us. So if you want to contribute towards that, like I said, head over to my Patreon. You can donate as little as £1, or you can head over to the merch shop, get a hoodie, get a t-shirt, and when it comes out, come buy my book. All right, so I hope you're all having a splendid day. Thank you for listening to the episode. Tyreek, amazing. If you get a chance, you can Wikipedia Cicero, and if you play billiards, or as we call it here in the UK, pool, or even the posh version, snooker, just remember, you know, Cicero helped pave the way and make the sport more accessible for everyone. And as you go throughout your day today, maybe have a think and see if there's any ground that you can break, any battles that you need to fight, any causes that you need to push through so that the people coming after you can talk about you with the same kind of passion that Tariq did about his grandfather, and that we kind of feel for the people that I'm talking about and we're posting about and we're sharing the information about on social media. So to all the listeners out there, have a great day. Take care. Peace.